Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Let my boys harmonize here just for a second, please. This is the Mighty Tower of Power, circa 2008. Of course, the Oakland Zone LP. No doubt about that. One of their epic albums, but not a lot of people know about it because they think Tower of Power was done like 20 years ago. No, they're still rocking and rolling. In fact, they hit the R&B charts with one of their latest albums, The Soul Side of Town, at number one. I kid you not. Tower of Power back at the top of the charts. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC Boxing TV. Speaking of WBC, the former WBC regional champion at 122 pounds is in the house to talk about prime time Eddie Croft. The man runs B Street Boxing on there in San Mateo, California. I consider him one of boxing's premier trainers. I kid you not, pound for pound, he's one of the guys. Prime time, what's up? How's life treating you?
Pretty good, man. You know, really busy and good.
Okay, what's up with your 154-pound guy?
168 pounds.
Okay.
That guy?
Yeah, what's happening?
He's got to fight July 31st in Germany against Vladimir Shishkin, another Russian guy. But Vladimir Shishkin fights out of the Kronk gym, and Sugar Hill trains him. So, you know, we have our work cut out for us, and you know, we get to prove that we belong right now. So that's July 31st in Germany. I'm actually leaving next Saturday, and then today, actually, I got an amateur. He's in the semifinal at a national tournament in Lubbock, Texas. Steve Johnson, and he's fighting in the semifinal bout, 125 pounds, elite males. And, you know, I'm excited to watch that too.
You know, prime time. That's good news because of the fact that amateur boxing. It's, you know, I mean, the gold medalists, think about this, 76, we had the Spinks brothers, Ray Leonard, Howard Davis, Leo Randolph, who's often the forgotten one there on that team, of course, and then 84, we had the Meldrick Taylor, Pernell Whitaker, Mark Breland, Tyrell Biggs, I can go on and on, but the bottom line is, we were winning lots of gold medals. And then, of course, we had 92 with Oscar De La Hoya, and then 96 with David Reed, and 2004 with Andre Ward. We're not striking gold the way we used to strike gold.
No. You know what? A lot of the other countries, they put a lot of money behind it. You know, there's a lot of money behind it. And you know, most of the money that it comes from boxing is, you know, all, like, donor-funded here. But, you know, we have, like, a country that's 10 times as big as everyone else. So, you know, we should be able to find those resources somewhere.
You know, boxing's a hungry sport, though, and you and I know that. I mean, we've had to turn away the dinner plate and this and that, and we didn't have the internet and all that kind of crazy stuff like guys have got now. The world's a little bit easier now, I think, for guys. They've taken it easier. They're not hungry. You don't see the hunger anymore. I mean, Mexican fighters, pound for pound, are the most dominant fighters, I think, in the world. Mexican fighters, Puerto Rican fighters. Now the Russian fighters are starting to make their move. I mean, Kovalev was the WBO light heavyweight champion for a long time. He made some statements, no doubt about that. And, of course, Kostya Zhu, he was 140-pound champion. There's all kinds of big names coming out of Russia now. Is there a Russian heavyweight on the horizon you can tip us off to?
I haven't seen any that, you know, I thought that was a legitimate threat to heavyweight title. I mean, there is a real big guy, like 280-pound guy, and I haven't seen him. But you know, he's like 8-0 or 8-knockout, something like that. But I haven't seen him. There's, you know, all over Eastern Europe, there's good guys. So, I mean, eventually, you know, we'll see more guys kind of fighting in the top 10 and contender status. And then, you know, they fight for titles and don't win, then they kind of become gatekeepers. So, you know, we'll see more of those guys down the road. The more opportunities you get, the more chances you're going to get, right? And Ukraine had two great heavyweights, you know, the Klitschko brothers. So, mm-hmm. I don't see why they won't have another one shortly.
Okay. The world is adapting to the COVID situation. How's B Street Boxing doing with the COVID thing? How do you handle that?
We're good. You know, I mean, like when we first opened, everybody had to have masks and, you know, we were practicing social distancing. But, you know, now that, like, San Mateo, you know, almost everybody's been vaccinated. So
I'm glad
everybody that comes down.
I'm glad you brought that up. I hate to cut you off. I'm glad you brought that up because I'm leading you into something here, Eddie. Primetime Eddie Cross, yeah, our guest. No doubt about that. He is primetime. Tyson Fury and his team, like they had like eight guys test positive for COVID and then Tyson Fury tested positive for COVID. I mean, if you've got this type of event going down, there's all these millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars on the line. I mean, with people investing in TV, channels and venues and that kind of good stuff. And you're not responsible enough to get vaccinated. I mean, shouldn't you have to pay some type of price? I mean, I think that he sabotaged this fight by not being responsible. And let me tell you, of all the people that died in the state of Maryland in the month of June, all of them were unvaccinated, Eddie.
Okay, well, one, I didn't know that he wasn't vaccinated. From what I heard Bob Arum say that he was. The members of this team, I don't know. And I also know that even though you have the vaccination, it doesn't, you know, totally, you know, save you from it. You could still get it, one. And two, they said that the symptoms won't be as bad.
Right.
If, you know, so, like, I don't know. Like, and this is, what, a second big fight in a short time that stopped, you know, that got upended by this, you know, Teofimo and Kambosos. And, you know, that's the whole thing with Teofimo. You see him out in Vegas hanging out, you know, for the other fights. And that one, I think, was more egregious.
Well, I just can't, listen, you know, here's what's up, Eddie. When I grew up, we had the polio vaccine and we had the measles vaccine, okay? And we took the vaccines and there was no big there was no big controversy, this and that. And the vaccines has never been wrong. I mean, there hasn't been hundreds of thousands of people or people have died from the vaccines or anything like that in the history of the United States. How can these people be so anti-science?
Well, you know, things have changed also. Like the way we used to get them, it's just different. Right. So, you know, we used to get them, you know, one, we'd get one, then we go back to the doctor, we get another one, you know, we go back to the doctor, we get maybe two, right? Now, they put them together in a big cocktail, those vaccines, you know, in particular, you know, polio and measles and things of that nature. So, you know, they put them all together in, you know, one big cocktail, and it affects different people in different ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, you know, some people are anti-vax. Like I get it. Do I believe that it's going to affect you? Well, you know what? If there is a chance that it might affect my child, then, you know, maybe I don't want to do that. Now, this vaccine, okay, is something different, right? You've heard some people have negative effects to it, but not very many, and you've heard more people have negative effects to catching COVID. So, like, you know, there, you know, like, I wasn't going to take my chances in catching COVID, you know, especially, like, I'm, you know, on planes and traveling all over the world, man, I'm not messing around.
You know, Marvin Huerta, I don't know if you remember the Huerta brothers. I can't remember Marvin's brother, but they were from Newman's Gym. And they were in the Pete Alvarez, in Pete Alvarez's stable. Anyway, Marvin Huerta's father, everybody took the vaccine in the family. His father said, screw it, F it, or whatever. He wasn't going to take it, doesn't it? He passed away this past week. He doesn't have to be dead. If he would have took the vaccine, he'd still be alive. You know what kind of pain that's causing the family?
Right. And it's sad. But it is also not like making it any better by us ripping them new ones.
I'm not ripping them. I'm just.
I know. Look, this is a serious situation. I believe, like you, that people should get the vaccination. Now, if they don't want to get the vaccine and they want to play Russian roulette like that, I'm not like running over with the needle and trying to jab it in their arm before they can get away from me. Right.
Okay.
So that's on them, man. I get it. I understand, you know, their concern, but it's, you know, I'm getting that. I got the vaccine. I'm good. Okay.
I got about a minute left here. Eddie Cross, our guest. Well, Jermell Charlo, of the Jermell and Jermall, are they superstars? Yes or no?
Not yet.
Okay.
They're definitely stars. They're definitely stars, and they're definitely exciting. And for me, I like to watch them fight. And I particularly, you know, I think their antics are pretty funny, even though they're not making sense half the time. But they're not superstars yet, though.
Okay. Let's talk B Street Boxing before the break. What's happening at B Street Boxing on there in San Mateo, California? What's going on?
You know, we're open full bore. We got classes 6 days a week. You know, check me out, bstreetboxing.com. Like I said, I'm going to be, you know, out for the rest of July, out in Latvia and then Germany. And hopefully when I get back, you know, we'll have a guy getting ready to fight for a world title and a new national champion. So,
well,
I'll be happy about that.
Always a pleasure. Say hello to the family. I wish you the best. Stay healthy, Eddie, and safe travels, okay?
I don't pay for it.
The one, the only, folks, Primetime Eddie Croft on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check him out, bstreetboxing.com. That's bstreetboxing.com in San Mateo, California. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Lenny Williams to the break, going back to the 70s on this one.
But too many times, I just yearn for the girl, whoever she may be. Look at me again and again and again, I see.